This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here we go. It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We are live at Tolbert Garage Door in Mesquite off 30. Skip in Sunnyvale, an all-time iconic Tolo, just swung by the broadcast position there at the break, and he has brought the new Tolo back window decal I'm putting up on the webcam right now. Isn't that pretty?
Nice.
So he brought about 50 of them. The G-Bag tumblers are gone, but sure, help yourself. Any Tolo up here, you want a Tolo back window decal. Those are going to look sweet. I'm going to go out the next break and put it on my truck. And
hell
while
yeah.
they last, get
yeah,
your
no kidding.
Your 2025 Tolo back window decal here at Tolbert Garage Door in Mesquite. And salute to Colby. I mean, we all know him and love him here at the Fan, but he has kind of networked a group of Tolo small business owners. Many of them are hanging out, including Coleman's Insulation guys on 635 in Garland. They get your house all fixed up with insulation. Apparently, 9 out of 10 homes have insufficient insulation. Insulation. I just
yours is one of the 10 that it's okay, right?
Maybe because it's a relatively new build. I don't know about
the rest of
out,
us
though.
Are the worst. The rest
yeah,
of us
I'm,
are
I'm
worse.
One of the ones.
Yeah, we're worse.
Slumming it over there in low insulation land. Here's the Chief with some hoops.
Yes, sir. For the first time in the history of the world, we cut the lights out live from Tolbert Garage Door in Mesquite, and we put the kids to bed for that afternoon snoozer so that the G-Bag Nation can go all 56 inches around that rim. Always a special occasion when Lucius Alexander comes in clutch with the CP3 sound, speaking on our guy, Cooper Flagg, as we drink Yates Tap cold beer live here in Mesquite. Here he is, CP3, with the McAfee Show, talking about that kid from Duke.
There's a lot of conversation after this whole Dallas Mavericks thing getting the number one overall pick. Shaquille O'Neal came out with a story. You know, David Stern asked him if you want to play in the hot or the cold. He said hot. The Magic get the first pick. LeBron said some things about, you know, it's not as big of a coincidence that Cleveland got the first pick when I was there. Derrick Rose, Chicago. Yeah. Obviously, there was the situation where your trade, allegedly, when the owner owned the Pelicans, Hornets, then.
That wasn't alleged.
That wasn't alleged.
Yeah, you're right.
I just want to make sure.
Happened.
That did happen. David Stern said, no, we're not letting you go to L.A. How do you feel about the fodder around the first pick? Because, you know, most people think, of course, the Mavericks trade Luka to L.A. What is, you know, what did the Mavericks get?
Follow-up question.
Cooper Flagg, who's everyone saying is worth $500 to $1 billion. By the time it's all said and done. What do you think about that?
Just so you know, I'm just like everybody else, right? Like, I'm a fan. Yeah. I was at home in L.A., and I was watching the ping pong balls like everybody. And then when I seen the Spurs, they popped into, like, the top four.
Yeah. Yes.
So we was going crazy. Guys in my team, group chat, we like, oh. what's about to happen? And I'm in L.A. right now, and Cooper Flagg has been out there. I've been in the gym with him a couple times or whatnot. So he is as real as... advertised. So for me, I don't know. I'd be like, damn, that is crazy.
Yeah.
that is crazy.
That is crazy. Damn, that is crazy. But he's been working out with Cooper Flagg. We've been trying to connect the CP3 dot. Yeah, perhaps they want to go make that move, but him seeing firsthand and putting the CP3 stamp of approval on the idea that he is as advertised.
That's wonderful. That. Yeah, and maybe that's why he wants to come to Dallas now. He's you know, getting a little playing with Cooper Flagg over there, and I believe we are still the betting favorites to land CP3. I wanted to get your thoughts, though, on what you think of this nickname for George Pickens, GP3.
Oh, I feel like that just
really good.
That's pretty perfect.
That good?
Really
yeah, undefeated.
Pretty good, yeah.
That's better than Gash. Barely.
Okay.
Better than Gash.
Better than Bang Bang?
I don't know if it's better than Bang Bang, but it's definitely, it rolls off the tongue. Feels like
GP3
a no-brainer.
Is.
Almost feels like that was the point of the number switch, so mm-hmm. he can pull that off.
Yeah. It's a new era. This
yes,
is the
it
GP3
is.
Era.
Okay. It's also NBA Finals time, ladies
yes,
and gentlemen.
Is.
A little,
oh, is it?
Maybe you guys will know this, but okay. This is
John
for Broadus.
Tesh.
This is for Broadus.
This is a Broadus question.
This is a Broadus
no,
question.
No. All right.
No one else is allowed to answer.
Nobody answering? LeBron James.
When my team's out, I'm out.
You have to spell Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
No, I'm not.
I'm just kidding. That would have been impossible. We would have been here all day. All you have
That's
to do,
rude.
Broadus, all you have to do, Broadus, is answer the question, guess that spread. Game one. How much is OKC favored by at home?
6.5.
6.5, he says. Wow. Might want to go ahead and take the Pacers tonight then, Broadus, because it's actually 9.5.
Okay.
9.5. And that's because OKC has been so dominant from home. They've lost one home game. It was that crazy game versus the Nuggets. 2 points. The other games at home, they're blowing it like by a total of 200-plus points. They're just mopping the floor with these teams from home. So 9.5, you're like, gosh dang, 9.5 in a finals game.
Big spread.
But they're a huge favorite in the series in general. I mean, we got the bully. I don't think anybody else going to jump
on
the bully bandwagon?
No, I'm with him because of Rick Carlisle.
Yeah, come on over.
Yeah, Rick Carlisle.
The Pacer disrespect.
Yeah. That's your heart.
Yeah, I sent Rick a text today telling him good luck.
The only way you think the Pacers are going to win is if you're Homer. You're doing an all-time bold prediction goat run like Wolchuk, and I wouldn't bet against him.
He's on one.
Or I forgot the third thing.
Probably answer.
But
that's weed. That's
you
weed.
Know, you only need two.
I kind of like 9.5 with the Pacers tonight. You know, I think
that's a big ass spread.
I think they have the best defense in the playoffs so far.
Hashtag big ass spread.
It is a big ass
it
spread.
It is.
They're going to keep it closer than that. It's 4-point
yeah,
game.
Yeah, I mean, what Chief said when he walked in here and saw this food.
They got to lose by double
spread.
Digits.
I mean, when the great outdoors rolls in a 4-foot
How
long,
about you just totally miscalculating the length of that sandwich?
Sorry, I
well,
couldn't
you know how long it took us to figure out what the circumference of a rim was?
And I'm still not 100%
sure about I'm not 100% we're right. I'm not 100%
info.
We're right. I'm not.
If we ask the Tolos right now to text in the circumference of a rim, we will not, an NBA regulation rim,
no consensus.
We will have no consensus whatsoever.
Nobody knows.
And so 56 is like just the best ballpark hopeful idea based on the calculations. I mean, me and Wolchuk were slaving away at these calculations, dude. We were carrying ones.
We were absolutely. I brought out the
this was all LA pandemic stuff, like, right? When you guys were doing homeschool stuff,
we were homeschooled. Yeah,
yeah, we were.
We were Bobby belting ourselves.
Yeah,
we know how that ended up.
All right, let's go ahead and address the fact.
All around the rim. Just make up a number, and that's we'll probably be right.
I think it's 36, right?
56.
56.
No, it's 56.
See,
dude.
I just don't even know.
It's 56 for us here, and I don't know that anybody else is going to agree with it, but that's what I'm running with.
56.
Okay, we also have, I mean, this is a new name for me. How does this sound? Okay, a headline on the New York Times or whatever. Hey, your new Knicks head coach, Johnny Bryant.
Johnny Bryant?
Not
John Bryant.
Not Jay Wright.
Who is Johnny Bryant?
Not Jason Kidd. Not Jeff Van Gundy. Johnny Bryant.
Yeah.
Everybody's trying to figure it out. Well, everybody's poaching off the Cavaliers staff. You just saw the Suns do it. And now the Knicks, potentially Mark Stein and others, talking about the name Johnny Bryant from the Cavs. Being a guy that might get the head coaching job for the Knicks.
Oh, Johnny Bryant, the Cavs assistant, former Utah Ute. I think he
yeah,
set the
that's
school
the guy.
Record for 3-point shooting.
That's
Dude,
the guy.
Is that
that's
the former,
him.
Is that the former Cavs assistant?
That's him.
Okay.
I think he's known for his ability to develop talent and maintain composure under pressure, Chief.
And that's something. I'm glad you said that.
Did you say Johnny Bryant?
Yeah, Johnny with a J.
Okay. but with an I-E.
I-E.
It is the I-E.
You know
it's
what?
Like Johnny Walker.
It all goes back to the spelling.
You guys remember this guy.
Why didn't you tell me it was Johnny with an E?
No, I'm sorry. I was doing the facetious thing. Like, really, Johnny Bryant? But it's like obviously the biggest go-getter name you could have.
Of course.
If you're the Knicks. Jaylen Brown. There's a name you know. The Spurs are a team to watch, says Chris Mannix.
Oh, no.
How would that make you feel? Okay, it's better than Giannis, right? Like, if they get Giannis, that's the worst thing that could happen.
Yeah, it's better
Isn't
than
that
Giannis.
The worst thing that can happen this offseason? Is that Giannis becomes a Spur?
Yeah.
Okay, and then Jaylen Brown, is that two? Is that three?
It's two.
Kevin Durant?
No, Katie's, I'm not that worried about.
All right.
I think it would be Jaylen Brown or KD probably.
KD
would be three, for sure.
But that's Boston realizing we've messed up giving too much money to two different players. We got to get rid of one of them and try to get back. Probably they're two young guys. Would they have like back-to-back rookie of the years? We want both of them.
Would they just be looking to tank for a year since Tatum's not going to play? Is that kind of what they're gearing for?
Ooh, that'd be genius.
That is a fair thing to wonder.
Right? Like, is that? I mean, Jaylen Brown is their best player then.
But, I mean, literally, Joe Mazzulla being the crazy person that he is, I don't know that he has that in his fiber.
To
punt on anything.
No, hell no. They'll fire him before that. He'll walk in there.
He'd fire himself.
That's what I'm saying.
He's like, if this is our plan, bleep this.
Yeah, Joe would go get a job somewhere else,
I'm
right?
out. I think he's earned the right, even though it seems like his whole coaching technique is just shoot the three, boys. If it doesn't go in, don't worry. Next game, it will. Like, what
Let's
else
lock in
do?
On defense.
Law of averages.
Drew Holiday, Swiss Army knife. Let's protect the rim.
Did win a championship playing that way, didn't
I like it.
Did.
No, they absolutely did.
They figured it out.
They absolutely did.
That was jerks.
So why are you getting hard on it?
Well,
I'd say that.
Excuse me?
Uh-huh.
Hey, yo.
Pause, dog.
Almost said.
Okay,
almost
Jay Williams.
I almost said, why you busted on that?
Oh, now you did.
I tried to pivot, and I couldn't pivot.
Don't kink shame me.
I couldn't pivot.
God.
I'm such an idiot. I did admit was trying to pivot. It went worse.
Did you dip into the drinks again?
No.
By the way,
oh yeah, okay, never mind.
Made the wrong check at the line of scrimmage.
I did. I was
protection went right. Blitz came left.
Pivot from
you got your back blown out.
Well, you're busting on it.
All right. How about everybody was so Brunts in, right? But it feels like now they might be Brunts out. In New York.
The dad is a problem.
Papa Brunson.
He's a problem.
When are they not?
I mean, the dads, I'm telling you, we're on a run here with these overzealous parents.
I knew I was going to be able to get Walchuk woken up on this.
Come on, Liza, get it together out there.
I'm not going to be that one. I'm going to try my hardest not to be.
Yeah.
You don't know until the bullets start flying.
Yeah, I know.
Was your dad?
That's why I said I hoped. No, my dad was.
You got a chance.
Only in private.
You got a chance. Yeah.
Watch Walchuk be out there smoking cigarettes on the field, flipping the butts away. Come on!
Wouldn't be cigarettes, Brian.
What?
I definitely would be.
Cigars, of course.
Okay.
But I coached for so long and realized how annoying it is. So I'm not that guy anymore, but I was.
Hey, but
it's hard when they're young because they're so distracted and you're trying to get them to pay attention to the sport.
Yeah.
My expectations just aren't overly high. Like, I'm hoping maybe I just lucked out and she ends up being somewhat physically good at sports.
She's got those long femurs.
She does.
That can't hurt.
I just never was able to live that life. So that would be new and refreshing.
Yeah. No, I hear you, dude. My kid.
Don't underestimate your wife.
I was.
No, I don't.
I was not only.
Let's hope the milkman showed up.
I'm praying.
Those femurs tell the truth on that situation.
Thank you. Yeah, the femurs are nice.
Yeah.
We got good femurs.
It's better than a DNA test.
That's damn sure.
We know this is not your kid because the kid's got long limbs.
Man, I don't need a DNA test for that one, but you're right.
I've seen those before. Southern Leisure Spas and Patio.
This is my daughter. She's 6'8".
Oh, I should have busted the Speedo out again.
Okay, scale of 1 to 10, how much is this going to work, boys?
Nine.
USA versus the world. All-star.
Nine.
Are they going to care still? Is anybody going to care?
Nine. I'm in. Nine.
Okay, well, Broadus is down. Four nations from hockey. I don't think the basketball players are going to be as committed as the hockey players, but I do think this is a great idea, as good as one as you could have at this point.
Have we done this before?
What's the format? Is it like
they don't even
hemispheres?
Yet. They don't even know
South
exactly.
America versus North America versus Europe versus Asia.
Adam
maybe
Silver.
Something like that could work. See, I don't think it works unless you have like pure basketball nations.
Agreed.
And you're really tapping into that the Olympics do so well. I think Canada could get us though, and I think if you could reunite the old Yugoslavia, we'd be in trouble.
Yeah,
between all your Slovenias
That's true.
And your Slovakias.
That's true.
But I don't think right now you don't have Spain or Argentina where they were 20 years ago. They haven't been able to.
Are we picking players that are NBA from these countries? Is that what we're going
to
do?
See, we don't know what the format is just yet. Adam Silver knows that he wants to do something like what the Four Nations did with the hockey stuff, but he doesn't know all the details
yet. Man, the buy-in on that hockey stuff was amazing.
Exactly. I just don't think you can fully duplicate that, but even if you can get somewhere in that neighborhood, it can't be any worse than what we've been doing. You know, keep trying different stuff.
Yeah.
How about just not have it?
Yeah, I mean, if this doesn't work, maybe that's what you're moving towards. I don't know. Yeah.
I mean, it is a lot of fun. I've always looked forward to it. At least the dunk contest and the three-point contest.
Yes.
I'm sure by the time we get to the game, it's, you know, it's just a continuation.
Come on, Dawson. When's the last time you watched the game?
I like knowing it's there, Brian. Okay, quit picking at me.
Yeah, background noise.
Yeah.
Something to just kind of be about.
Watchdogging my fanmanship.
Dawson.
Something to complain about that night.
Oh, no, I'm not. The fandom, like, nobody watches that thing.
This stupid game. Everybody just has it on, and they just complain about it for four quarters.
Why?
Nothing but blow-bys.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it is cool, just the novelty of having all the great players on the same team. You know, I think that's the allure of a kid. You know, yeah, I know. Maybe you're over it. You've seen all the rides, Brian.
I have. I've seen all the rides.
There he is. And now you know why it's called Krusty's Corner every afternoon at 3:40 here in the Jeep Mag Nation. Thanks again to Tolbert Garage Door for having us out here, Mesquite and 30. We have another hour and 40 minutes to go here on the Fan, home of the Cowboys, home of the Rangers. And Chiefs going back-to-back with your Sounds of the Sports Day coming up, buddy. What's in store?
Yeah, among other things, we'll hear the Throwback Thursday football clip of the day featuring four and Reggie White.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&C supply.
This podcast is powered by Men's T Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's T or MensTClinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, welcome back. It's the GBAC Nation. We are live at Tolbert Garage, door off 30 in Mesquite. I'm about 10 minutes from my front door right here. It's a home game for me. Would love to see if you're anywhere near, okay? Anybody in the east? Rockwall, Forney, Rowlett, Garland, Richardson, Pleasant Grove, Sunnyvale, of course, Kaufman County. You're in striking distance here. What's east of Rockwall out there? You got Fate. You got Roy City. You know, we want to see you all out here. And we got Tolo decals for you. Okay, we ran out of the G-Bag tumblers, but my man Skip in Sunnyvale came through with the all-new Tolo decal. I'm showing it right now on the webcam. And if you swing on by, we got one or two for you. Okay, it's time now for Chief Sounds of the Sports Day. The segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids as well. CarsForKids.org. Donate your vehicle today. Here's the Chief once again.
That ice cold Yates Taps beer is pretty on point today.
Oh, the Yates.
Not going to lie. The summer beer, sun up situation is just really undefeated. And then you have the Indian Outlaw Barbecue. Good stuff. Really good stuff.
I was outside talking to the Yates folks. That is a heck of an operation.
Isn't that thing impressive?
That is really, and I it reminded me so much of, I was asking, well, hey, do you ever go to, like, fraternity parties, you know, or be out, like, in the boulevard, like at SMU? And he's like, yeah, I'm trying to get in with Jerry and all that. And I'm thinking, well, yeah, it's going to cost you money and all. Yeah. But he's got a heck of a setup out there, you know, and with the ability to
beers on tap.
Beers on tap. He's got all kinds. He's also got soft drinks and stuff like that too to make sure you get taken care of. But man, what a nice crew out there for sure. I was out there in the parking lot just visiting with them.
All right, so I perked up a little bit this morning whenever I was listening to Sean, RJ, and Bobby, and of course Peyton and Aiden in the back.
Oh, Aiden in the back.
Can't forget Aiden.
Never forget Aiden.
But their front and center was Mike Bassick.
Ooh,
they got a couple of highlights from Mikey B last night. Now Bobby, credit to Bobby, he's wondering, waiting around for that moment that Bassick starts to really get frustrated with the way. I mean,
he's stalking him.
Really good reason to be frustrated, especially last night. Really good reason to be frustrated. So we start. We have a couple of these clips. You guys be the judge here. But Kamar Rocker doesn't, you know, get over to cover first, and then the runner's safe. He kind of jogs towards right field. Then Aranda takes off for home, and you're just going, what is going on? Here's Mike Bassick painting the picture.
Rocker causes both of these. He doesn't cover first, and then he forgets there's another runner on base. He's late to reaction. You got to get there quicker. The Rangers have been great on this. Rocker's late and then forgets there's a baseball game. And another run scores.
Oh.
Yep, frustration.
That is peak Mike in professional Ranger TV mode. Okay, but he is holding back, and I love it because we know Mike so well that we know the kind of thoughts that are flying around in his head. He's having to resist that and deliver super professional TV baseball, man, and he's knocking it out of the park, guys.
Oh, he is.
I don't think Mike was prepared for anything like this until maybe 2 years ago at most, you know, just to be able to handle this kind of pressure without it breaking. So I'm very proud of him, but I also know that that kind of frustration can only be tamped down for so long. So stay tuned.
Well, Heggie felt like, though, that what Bassick did was that long pause, and then there was a baseball game.
Yeah.
He said that's where Mike reset himself, that he was going to go off.
Ooh.
And then he stopped, and then he said,
I believe that.
And now, and there was a baseball game going
on.
You
couldn't hear it in the microphone, but he was taking three deep breaths.
He was. He was absolutely.
The therapy's paying off.
He was settling himself.
Yep.
And he was thinking, like, I could lose it all here. Like 60 something game. I could lose it all. or I could like maintain and keep my gig.
Yeah, he kept his composure at a high level. He's been fantastic. He really has. The analysis has been 10 out of 10.
The thing I think Mike does, though, is he brings pent-up fan frustration to the mic better than anybody. Mm. And I think once he does turn that loose, it is going to be amazing because baseball players don't try it because they don't want to, they don't care that much, mm-hmm. or they can't because they haven't spent 15 years trying to shoehorn that angst into 4 or 5 hours of broadcast gold every day, and Mike cracked the freaking code. Just sit back, watch him cook.
I'm gonna get Bobby to do this. We have to.
Like every night, he just
no AI Baskey.
Oh, we gotta go.
What he wishes he could.
Oh my
said.
God,
AI Baskey.
That's five times
Coach
right
Balsack.
There.
What he was actually thinking in his brain.
I'd like to nominate that for G Bag of the Year right now.
Right, that's, no that will beat mine for sure.
Let's go, Bobby. What Baskey wish he could say.
There would definitely be a fart knocker in there from the 682.
Yeah, speaking of fart knocker, it was a fart knocker rocker, and it was Mikey B annoyed with him giving up another steal.
Mm. Well, big slow leg lift. Rays love running, and it's a easy steal.
I'm telling him, he's thinking about everything he has to say.
Yes.
Heggie's right. Heggie's right about
easy
this one.
Steal.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, dude. We got to play that one again from the jump, dude. The big slow leg. Everything's being so passive aggressive here. It's amazing.
Well, big slow leg lift. Rays love running, and it's a easy steal.
How do you not know that? Did you read the scouting report? Braves love running?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, and then let's see. We have one more. Dave Raymond starts chuckling at Mike.
There's nothing off speed here tonight. And you're not going to get away with that against any team. No pitcher.
You can. They're called relievers.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Sure, sure.
Okay, I'm going to throw 98 and I'm going to throw 93. Two pitches. Well, if that's what you do, then you get to face, 3 to 6 hitters a game, and then every third day you pitch pretty much.
There it is.
Wow.
That's our guy.
You can hear a little bit of shake voice because he knows I'm pushing it right here. But, man, he is just breathing fire and doing a hell of a job. I do think bullpen has to be in Rockers maybe next 2 years, maybe next year. Right now, you're going to try to sort
next
through
week?
This because no, September was so amazing last year, and right now, in order to trade pitching for hitting, what you see last night going up in flames is the idea that you could take Gray or Malley and make a trade. If Rocker's going to be this bad, that would be idiotic.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's a great point because if that was somebody that was stepping up in a way that even like Jack Leiter has been, you're going, okay, you know what? We could afford maybe expending one of these guys. But with the injuries and stuff.
Did I feel like that Jack Leiter was going to be the guy that was going to forget to cover first base and all that? Like going, that Jack Leiter was going to be the one that was not going to, he's having the success. He's having the success I thought that Rocker was going to have.
Yeah, we had higher expectations for Rocker for sure.
Yeah.
After
it
last year.
Like everything was coming easy to Rocker.
Oh, yeah.
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 I thought Leiter was such a ball of nerves that he could be that guy to sort of lose it out there. But, yeah, I think what you hear from Mike is, the realization that Rocker has talent that Mike could only dream of having. And Mike got to the big leagues and had stints with a couple of different teams because of his desire and intensity to compete and that there was never going to be something come up. Like, Mike defended his position and fielded his position as good as you could do it as a big leaguer. And he had to do all of those things just to make it. So if you see a guy that if he just had that level of commitment could be, an all-star or something, it's incredibly frustrating for a lot of the guys that didn't have that talent but managed to get in.
All right, let's go ahead and close things down here, Sounds of the Sports Day, with your Throwback Thursday football clip of the day featuring Reggie White and Brett Favre.
We're out in preseason practice here right outside the Hudson Center. Mirko Yurkovic was a lineman at Notre Dame, and we had picked him up. And this was his rookie season, so he's trying to make the team. He's blocking against Reggie in practice. Well, Reggie's not going – none of the guys really gave it their best effort in practice. I mean, you didn't want Reggie to give it his best effort. It would disrupt practice too much. So he's kind of – and he's never going to hit the quarterback. And he kind of rushes in, and Mirko grabs him and kind of pulls him down. And Reggie said, "Hey, Mirko, quit the holding." Mirko says, "Hey, F you, Reggie." Uh-oh. Mirko's a Chicago kid, you know, kind of brash. You know, and Reggie ain't nothing. Hey, F you, Reggie. Okay. So I'm standing back in the back. I'm like, this is not going to be good. Reggie digs in, gets it, you know, and it said Hutt. And he clubbed Mirko, and it was a domino effect, and all five guys just fell down. I mean, it was horrible. And Reggie says, "Now God loves you, Mirko. But don't ever hold me again." And he never held him again.
That's incredible, is it not?
Amazing story.
Outstanding.
Who's Knocking he talking down. About?
Reggie White.
Yeah, Reggie White. And Mirko? Mirko Yurkovich. His brother John was actually a good player for us. Was a kind of a boxy, square nose tackle.
Uh-huh.
And he does radio. I think he's on the Chicago station, on the ESPN up there at their station. John Yurkovich has a show. Been done for a long time.
I bet he's great.
He was one of these guys. I'll tell you a story off the air.
Okay.
I can't tell it on the air because it'll get somebody in trouble.
Yeah.
But I'll give you a John Yurkovich story when we get off the air.
Okay, that sounds great. Yeah. But rules are rules. And for the first time in
total
garage door history, Walchuk's got to make good.
Mama gave me 8 of them flap checks. I said, "Mama, take away 5 of them flap checks. Got to stay hungry. Crimson Tide."
Nice work live here at Tolbert Garage Door. Look
Let's
at this.
Go.
Salute to Colby Tolbert and his staff. Incredible hospitality. We'll be here for another hour and a half. Pregame is coming up at 6 o'clock here in the G-Bag Nation. Colby has done a great job. A number of local Tolo businesses coming together to support each other. And if you are a Tolo and owner of a local business, and invite you to come by and meet some of these fine folks, not only Tolbert Garage Door, but Harbor Lights out of Aledo, the Great Outdoor Sandwiches, CBD American Shaman. Of course, you have Coleman's Insulation guys hanging out as well. Salute to you, sir. Thank you for turning it on and leaving it on. Okay, now, we ran out of the G-Bag tumblers, but we have the all-new Tolo decal. Got one on my laptop right now. Looks pretty sweet. Just tweeted it out at G-Bag Nation. Or you think you're going to want one of those, get them while they're hot. And salute to Skip and Sunnyvale for making those up for us and dropping them off. I think you're going to like them, okay? We're coming back with Jared Sandler, Rangers insider. We'll tell you everything you need to know as the guys try to salvage one tonight in Tampa. That's coming up next.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
This podcast is powered by Men's T Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
To the nation. Thank you, Lucius. We're live, GBAG Nation 105 through the fan at Tolbert Garage Door. Atolo just said he loves watching the webcam for when we forget that we're on video and we're dorking around. He said it's pretty fun. You never know. You can eavesdrop on us.
Yeah.
And we'd love it if you swing on by the broadcast position. We're out of GBAG tumblers, but we do have some Tolo decals remaining. Looks like a fairly decent stack, hopefully. A salute once again to all the Tolos who have made it by. As it's time now to chat with Jared Sandler, brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. And a good afternoon, Sands. How the heck are you?
Guys, I'm great. It is so humid, and I think I've already lost like 3 pounds of water weight. And then I've got to, you know, we got to get on a plane after this. And the players get a shower and freshen up and everything. We don't. So I feel badly for anyone who is going to be within my zip code. And you know what? I can't imagine that Mike Bacsik is going to be able to deal with this weather very well with his bald head. Dave Raymond, we know that Hixey is going to sweat like a you know what. And so that part of the plane might not be the most pleasant at 2:30 in the morning when we're landing in D.C.
Gold bond, did you pack it?
Dude no, wipes, maybe?
No, I didn't come. What's that?
Dude wipes?
Yeah, I thought about bringing, not packing my deodorant and maybe my cologne just to, you know, have a little, what it was, French shower, what's it called? Whatever the shower when you just, I didn't end up doing that. So, I guess I'm just gonna have to wear it and smell my own smell for the next several hours.
I guess the only term that jumped into my mind was the classic W bath. I don't want to say the full word, but you know, that might apply as well for you.
But I tell you what,
for a fact, just to segue, everything smells better with a win, Sands, and that's what we're hoping to see tonight. Jack Leiter going to send and deliver once again?
Yeah, no, that's so true. I hope so. They need it. Ryan Pepio has been pitching well. The Rays of the team have been playing well. Not a team that I think you know most people want to be playing right now, especially, listen, the Rangers. You know, someone said earlier, well, yeah, bad luck, they're running into the Rays. But, you know, you have the ability to put your foot down and get a team to stop playing well, right? And the Rangers haven't done the little things in the first two games to do that. You know, whether it was just some of the miscues in the sixth inning on Tuesday and then yesterday that one big inning with Kamar Rocker not getting over and covering and then turning his back on the infield. You know, those are things that even if you're the Dodgers or the Phillies or – you know, one of the Tigers, you need to do well. But those teams are where they are because they are doing that well. But when you're a team that's scuffling like the Rangers, you got to make sure, hey, maybe you face a tough pitcher and maybe you're struggling to get hits, but you got to, you know, you got to make sure you're covering up those little things, right? And they've done that all year. You know, that has not been a problem. But the first two games, some of the little things have gotten in the way of their ability to either stay in the game or in the case of yesterday. I mean, you never know what's going to happen, but the Rangers lost by a run. And, you know, there's a two-run miscue there in that big inning. So, they need Jack Leiter to do his part, but the Rangers as a team need to be able to do their part, not just at the plate, but in other facets too.
Jared Sandler here with you in the GBAG Nation. So what's next for Rocker?
Yeah, he's going to go to AAA, and you know Bruce Bochy talked about how he needs just to work on all facets. And I think Mike Bacsik brought up yesterday in the post game that you know he's young, and maybe not age wise, but he's young in terms of experience due to injuries and whatnot. And You know, he needs to learn. There are things he still needs to learn. There's consistency that he needs to try and improve upon. There's volatility he needs to try and tamper down a bit. But I think one of the questions was whether or not this was a message because of the what happened yesterday in the third. I don't think that this was a message, right? I think at the end of the day, they feel like Kamar Rocker needs to get a little more work, a little more growth, a little more development for a team that's, you know, trying to get back in things. This might not be the setting for him to do that, but I don't think it helped, right? I don't know that this is like a punishment. I don't think that would be fair to suggest, but I do think that, you know, when Bruce Bochy says all facets of pitching, he doesn't just mean the part where you're on the mound and you throw the baseball. He's talking about holding runners. He's talking about fielding the position. He's just talking about having a more complete package ready to go. And I think we'll see Kamar Rocker up here hopefully in the next, I don't know how long. And you know, he's more ready to contribute to a winning version of this team.
How deep do you expect to see Leiter to go tonight?
Well, I think they'd love to get six innings out of him. Now, there's a chance, guys, that Chris Martin is activated before the game. I think he was going to go through some kind of a workout, and the Rangers were going to determine whether or not he was fit. And if so, then, you know, I don't know if he would necessarily be an option tonight, but perhaps he would be. But just because of the makeup of the last couple games, you know, they got some opportunity in their bullpen. You know, they have not exhausted Luke Jackson or Robert Garcia by any means. We know that Hobie Milner kind of has a little bit of a rubber arm, so he can, you know, he can get going as well. And so, but I think they'd really love to see, you know, more, I'd say more than five innings, even if it's 5 1/3, 5 2/3. If Jack can get it out into the six, I think it would cover them well. But, you know, at the same time, guys, if this lineup can get going, maybe put up a seven spot, it really won't matter as much. You're not going to be worried about, you know, how to navigate a raised lineup to get the final 9-10 outs in a close game.
It's Jared Sandler here with you in the G-Bag Nation pregame coming up at 6 o'clock. He's joining us from a very humid Tampa. Now, Bradford, we're heading in a good direction with him and Spores?
Yeah, I still think Spores is, you know, you're probably looking at a July return for Spores, maybe late June. I guess it's possible late June if things keep progressing. But, yeah, both those guys have taken steps in the right direction. Obviously, when Spores comes back, they might ease him into a leverage situation, but I think once he gets going, the hope is that he can get leverage outs for you and add some depth in that regard. And then with Cody, they got a couple options. They can either send him down, give him an extended rehab assignment, which essentially makes up for the fact that he didn't really have a minor or a spring training to get ready, and stretch him out so that when he comes up, he is able to come up as a starter. Or they could give him a little more of a brief rehab assignment and then bring him up as a multi-inning reliever and slowly stretch him out that way. And I think as far as his role, there's definitely an opportunity in the rotation. As good as this rotation's been, you just sent Rocker down. You got Evaldi on the IL. I think there could be a spot for him, and you never know what it's going to be in a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. But I think they've got some options of how they want to use Cody Bradford, and I think he could be used as a multi-inning guy out of the bullpen to start, and then maybe ease into the rotation when a need presents itself.
How do you think Corey's looked since he came off the IL?
Yeah, looks like a guy who's just trying to get his timing back. And, the reality is, we talked about it, this lineup is scuffled, and I think Corey's doing did whatever he could to get back as soon as possible. But, we've seen him change his batting stance back to the mm-hmm. the one, with which, we were more familiar seeing. Hopefully it will pay off, but he just looks like a guy who's trying to get his timing back. That happens. We've seen him come off the IL after a six-week stint and just start crushing extra base hits. And then, this time around, unfortunately, we're seeing this. But, I think it's really just a timing thing, and hopefully he gets going as early as tonight, because this lineup obviously needs him. There's a different dynamic to this lineup when he is going, and the Rangers' top four hitters this year, not the guys necessarily specific to tonight's lineup, but just those spots in the order this season, have just not been as productive as you'd like. I think they rank at or near the bottom in a lot of the slash line categories, and hopefully now that guys are more healthy, you can start to see that change a little bit, because getting production out of the top of the order, it's nice. Like we talk about, hey, bottom of the order production, that's great. You need it clicking on all cylinders, but the guys hitting at the top are usually hitting at the top for a reason. And that's because their ceiling to produce, their capacity to produce is a little bit higher than the guys on the bottom. So, you know, they have the ability to be aircraft carriers and get the lineup on their back and get going. And we need this this top four to start doing that.
I love your willingness to do whatever it takes to try and propel this team to victory, consuming Funyuns for the first time in a long time to try and change the mojo last night. Were the Funyuns as good as you hoped? Did they exceed expectations? Funyuns are incredible, Jared.
Yeah, no, the Funyuns were good. We scored three runs right away. So
it
maybe
seemed to be working.
Maybe we'll do a Funyun inning again tonight. I don't know that it felt as good after the fact, but I definitely enjoyed taking them down. But yeah, Funyuns are good. I was told they were spicy Funyuns. I didn't know that. I'm not a big spicy, you know, like that. I like spicy food when it's like Mexican food or Thai food. I don't know if I'd like spicy Funyuns, but I mean, if that's going to take a 3-run inning and turn it into a 7-run inning, I'll do just about anything. Brad Miller and I were talking about going shirtless on the pregame show, so we're in it to win it. There's no doubt about that.
How impressed were you with Lankford's hurdle?
Yeah, how about that? You know, he was a football player in high school, and you know, if you look at him, you stand next to him, like I can just imagine that guy standing middle linebacker, staring down a quarterback with that little wry smile he had sometimes when he's hitting, like, I am about to take your head off and there's nothing you're going to do about it. Or like looking at the running back with that same smile. But he was on the other end of the, you know, other side of the ball there. He was hurdling would-be tacklers to get to the base. I will tell you, though, as impressive as that was, I was so happy that landing on that base sometimes can do a number to the leg in which you land on or on which you land. And I'm just glad he came away healthy. But that was a pretty impressive athletic play. And it was also pretty BS that they didn't give him a hit. I think they're challenging that scoring decision, but that would have given him, or that would have been his first hit technically, but be a part of a four-hit game. And I think he was definitely deserving of the hit there, especially with that athleticism. That's an athletic body, guys, as we all know.
Yeah, a lot of talent in that body. And I just love that you can get, like, everything from this team. You know, you can get crazy athletic plays like that from Lankford at the plate. And then you could also, on the other side of the spectrum, get Jock Peterson trying to round third base. You know, and there goes an ankle. So you get everything with this team. You can really appreciate it.
Yeah, no, and now hopefully, you know, on that note, we can just get some runs and maybe complete the circle, right? I think that's the last leg.
He did say a little bit of everything, just
a tiny bit. That
is fair.
Comedy relief, you know, that's all I can do to cope at this point. We'll get some runs tonight, though, Sands. Have a great one, and we'll catch up with you tomorrow in Washington.
All right, fellas, take care.
There Take he goes. Your shirt off. He's at Jared Sandler on Twitter. A must follow for Rangers fans everywhere. The new Tolo laptop decal or window decal is here for you. Tolbert garage door for the next hour. We'll check what's next.
All right. How did my trade proposal go down on Star's Twitter yesterday? NFL wide receiver news and pigeons on a plane. That's next.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters
and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.